It is time once again for the Rural Intelligence Report with Mark Williams, ruralintelligence.com. One stop to find out what's going on, what's been going on, and what is coming up in our tri-state region. Of course, we just touch on it every week here with Mark Williams. Mark, nice to speak to you again today.
Morning, Marshall. It's lovely to be back. And there are a lot of interesting things to talk about this week. And what I've done is really concentrated it on a number of things which are going to be here for a little while and then gone. So that includes a number of theater events, which are really getting into the swing of things at the moment, and a number of pop music concerts as well. So that should be great fun.
All right. Well, we might as well have a start right here with the Royal Family of Broadway, which is running through July 7th.
Yes. Now, this is not the British Royal Family. You'll be disappointed to know this, Marshall. This is the Royal Family of Broadway, and it's a brand new musical comedy from the creators of the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee, and it's all set at the Barrington Stage Company's Boyd Quinson Main Stage in Pittsfield. So the story is pretty straightforward. It's set in the 1920s. It's loosely based on the theatre family, the Barrymores. And it centers around, they call it the Cavendish family of actors. And you have all the characters that you would expect, an aging grand dame, a Broadway star looking for love, a boozy leading man, a promising ingenue. And in fact, actually, as I read the background to it all, it sounded just like my family. Anyway, it sounds, they always at Barrington Stage Company kick off their summer season with a great, rollicking musical. They directed and produced it incredibly well, and this looks like it's really fits this bill. So great fun event there at Barrington Stage Company up in Pittsfield, and as you say, it's running now through July 7th.
All right. Also now running right now through June 30th, Church and State.
Now we're moving to the Berkshire Theatre Group's Unicorn Stage in Stockbridge. And to a play that NPR hailed as crackling, resonant, and humorous, written by the Emmy Award-nominated Jason Odell Williams, who is no relation, you'll be surprised to know. And apparently, it's a very provocative, fast-paced, and most importantly, it's a witty look at the life of a politician whose belief system gets shaken to the core about 3 days before his re-election. I wish that would happen in real life a bit more often, but nevertheless, the key thing I think we've got to stress here that it is witty and fun and fast-paced, so you won't get too fatigued by political over-the-top issues here. So that's it's on now. It runs through June the 30th, and as I say, it's at the Unicorn Stage in Stockbridge.
We will move next to the Williamstown Theater Festival, June 26th through July 14th. The Closet.
Yep, there's the Williamstown Theater Festival is just about to start, and I thought, well, I'd add them all onto the various theater offerings we've got this week, so you can start buying your tickets now. And they have two humdingers to start with. First of all, on Tuesday, June the 26th, and it runs through July the 14th as well, they've got The Closet. And in this, the Tony Award-winning Matthew Broderick stars. I always loved him in Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Anyway, he's starring in this Williams Theatre event. It's a world premiere comedy by Douglas Carter Bean. Matthew Broderick stars as Martin O'Reilly, who is stuck in a dead-end job. His marriage is over, and his son won't even return his phone calls. His only friend is an over-optimistic co-worker who really can't bake enough muffins to stave off her romantic longings. Anyway, a stranger sashays into their world. He drags everyone out of their respective closets. It sounds absolutely hilarious. It's really great fun for Matthew Broderick to be there doing it. So I think that will be really something that will get booked up very quickly indeed. So you need to get your tickets. So that's at the main stage, Williamstown Theatre Festival. As I say, starts June the 26th.
Then starting on June 27th at the Theatre Festival.
Yeah, that on that Wednesday, they have another event. It's called The Sound Inside. It runs from, as you say, June the 27th, but runs through July the 8th. And in this one, they have another big star, the Emmy, Golden Globe, and Tony Award-winning Mary Louise Parker. She stars in another world premiere. This time it's by the Pulitzer Prize-winning finalist, actually, Adam Rapp. It's called Bella Baird. What's lovely about this is Mary Louise Parker stars as Bella Baird, and she is an accomplished professor at an Ivy League university who really prizes her solitude, don't we all? But when she faces a challenge she cannot tackle alone, she has to ally herself with a brilliant but mysterious student, played by Will Hockman. It all starts at the Williamstown Theatre Festival. Two great humdingers of a show, so get your tickets sooner rather than later.
All right, we will head to Great Barrington and move back to the 25th, a great music event coming up at the Mehewi, Pat Benatar.
Yes, well, yeah, there are quite a few really great concerts this week. And the Mehewi in Great Barrington on the 25th, that's Wednesday the 25th, has an intimate acoustic evening with Pat Benatar and Neil Giraldo. And I will say, apparently, they have been together, working together for 40 years. And their hits include Love is a Battlefield, Hit Me with Your Best Shot, and We Belong. The whole evening starts at 8 o'clock. And the lovely thing about having a sort of more intimate acoustic evening is that the Mehewi is really set up for that. It's a small, it's big enough that they can have a nice audience, but it's small enough that you can really see and hear everywhere, even if it's an acoustic evening. So a lovely evening there with Pat Benatar, Wednesday the 25th, starting at 8 o'clock.
On June 28th, it's back in Kinderhook, the Village Square Food Truck Village.
Yeah, you're preaching to the converted here. I love these food truck villages and events. It has really been a transformative sort of system in the last few years, where people have developed these food trucks, drive them around the area, and you can get such a tremendous selection of great food. It's really lovely. Anyway, Thursday, June the 28th, and by the way, this is an event which is rain or shine, so be there or be square. And you have to be in the Kinderhook Village Square, in fact, for this food truck village, because they are bringing in 13 food trucks, 4 food tent vendors, 2 craft beer offerings, and a wine cocktail maker. I'm not quite sure what a wine cocktail maker is, but I'm prepared to risk it. Sounds great. So there will be Asian food, there will be Mexican food, Middle Eastern, West African street food favorites. There will be grills. They are promised that there will be lots of kid-friendly favorites. And, of course, there's going to be lots of sweets and lots of ice cream as well. It all starts at 5 o'clock in Kinderhook in the Village Square. And as I say, be there or be square, rain or shine. And it starts at 5 and runs till about 9 o'clock. So.
All right, coming up on June 28th in Torrington at the Warner Theatre, Boss Skaggs.
Yeah, I know. I mean, as I said, there are a lot of good concerts on this week. And Warner Theatre are the guys to go to down in Torrington. And they've got a good summer program coming up. Well, I'm sure we'll be talking more about that in the next few days. But anyway, June the 28th, that's the Thursday, Boss Skaggs is, I guess he's been around since the late 60s. He's back with the Steve Miller Band. The nice thing is that he's touring now because he has a new album coming out called Out of the Blues. And so he's obviously touring to promote that. And you can get a chance to see him. So it's 8 o'clock, Thursday the 28th, down in the Warner Theatre in Torrington.
We will, on the 29th, move back up to Stockbridge, the Chesterwood exhibit opening and their gala dinner.
Yeah, there, as I always say, there are a number of, I call them smaller museums or places in the area, you know, run by the trustees or run by local organizations, which are really lovely. And Chesterwood is sort of one of the bigger, smaller ones, but it is really a super one. And in the last few years, it's really gone through a tremendous revival. And on Friday, June the 29th, there in Stockbridge. So they're having the new exhibition opening of sculpture. It's their 40th anniversary of the restart of the contemporary sculpture exhibitions they have there. And to celebrate it, they're having a big opening and gala dinner. So you can go from 5:30 to 7 and see what the sculptures they're doing. But then they are having a farm-to-table fundraiser. That begins at 7:30 in the evening. It's catered by Peter Platt, the chef owner of the Old Inn on the Green. He just catered the Jacob's Pillow Gala last week, so he's a busy man. And that was great food, I can tell you that. Anyway, for all your information on that, go to ruralintelligence.com and click through from our link on the website, and you can get your tickets that way. So that's the Chesterwood exhibit opening and gala dinner on Friday, June the 29th.
And on June 29th, Infinity Hall presents another interesting concert.
I know. It is amazing, isn't it? This takes me back to my youth, but 10,000 Maniacs is going to be playing at Infinity Hall. I guess they really were one of the big college rock sounds of the 1980s and 90s. There's not much more you can say about it. They are just great fun to sing along with and great fun to be with. And apparently there are a large number of original members still in the band. The vocalist at the moment is the singer-songwriter Mary Ramsey, and that's all at Infinity Hall on Friday, June the 29th at 8 o'clock in the evening.
We'll head on June 30th to, of course, Lennox Shakespeare and Company has their big gala.
Well, we've been talking about the theater, and the Shakespeare and Company has got a lot of theater coming up. So this year, the event is going to be honoring the trustee Michael Miller. He has been involved with the company for 25 years. Anyway, the evening is obviously, as always, a blending of music and theater. And this year, the music is coming from the Silk Road Ensemble, which has been obviously much involved with Yo-Yo Ma. And of course, the theater is going to be those Shakespeare and Company actors themselves. So there will be a tremendous dinner and then dancing afterwards. It all starts at 5:30 in the evening. Go on to the Shakespeare and Company website for details of how to get tickets. It's Saturday, June the 30th, obviously at their operations in Lenox as well.
On June 30th, we can head to Chatham, PS21, their opening night celebration and review.
Oh, this is amazing, really. We've got one great event after another. Now, in the Chatham area, PS21 is really on a roll at the moment because they've got their new theater, which they're really so proud of, and they should be as well because it's tremendous how it's been developed in the last few years. So they are having a massive opening night celebration and a review. They have a food truck in their the Yummy Kitchen food truck coming up to celebrate. There will be a big ribbon cutting. There will be performances from an accordionist, Guy Klusovec, I think you pronounce it. There's going to be the Vanava Caravan Dance Company. They have a comedian, Hilary Chaplin. There's going to be Parsons Dance there and Tate Dance, two great dance companies, so that should be good fun. There is going to be, at the end of the evening, they're going to have a big champagne toast under the stars. That whole evening at Chatham, at PS21 in Chatham, starts at 6:30 in the evening, and I think it really is the culmination of years of hard work, really building a fantastic festival.
And we'll wrap up in North Adams.
Yes. Now, this I had to include because we always like a good dance and a big bop, and there aren't that many around here. But on Saturday, June the 30th, up in North Adams, at this new fantastic facility which is being developed called Greylock Works, they have arranged a dance party with Electro House Brass Grooves by Yellow at the Light. Don't ask me exactly what Yellow at the Light is, except that it's supposed to be a fantastic DJ system with electro house music. There's going to be amazing lighting. There's going to be amazing audio. There's a great bar, lounge area that so you can get off the dance floor and have a quiet moment as well. It all starts at 8 o'clock in the evening at the Greylock Works dance, and it continues to 12 o'clock in the morning. So it's be a great long evening there.
So it's a busy week on the stage and, of course, on the musical stage. Mark, we'll check in with you next week.
Lovely. I look forward to it, Marshall. Thanks for having me.